Thank you, Bobby. 814. Tri-Cities Talk Radio, AM 910, WJCW. Carl and Eric joining Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties right now, as we do every Wednesday about this time. Premier Homes and Properties sponsoring this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Ella. Good morning, Carl. How are you guys?
Everybody's just here and accounted for, smiling and bright, happy faces.
You guys are up today. I mean, you guys got a lot of movement, a lot of action going on in the studio.
There's no fog here. That's the reason.
And it's beautiful outside.
Got a little something here for you, Bill.
You do?
That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waistband around teeny in your face, you get sprung.
After Elvis singing Baby Got Back, baby.
And deep in the jeans she's wearing, I looked and I can't stop staring. Baby got back.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, okay. You know, the thing about it is, when Alex sings like that, it sounds just like Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it, to me, it sounds exactly
like I used to didn't really like Elvis when I was young. And then whenever I was in chorus, my ninth grade, the chorus teacher said, I really want you to sing Somewhere Out There. And just really, he was going around to everybody. Yeah, yeah. And said, just sing it like you think James Ingram would sing it.
Oh, wow.
So I
wow.
did it. So I did it.
Yeah.
My best James Ingram, and everybody just started snickering and giggling and stuff like that. And I'm like, why's everybody laughing? And everybody's like, you sound like Elvis, man. And ever since then, I was like, well,
that was Jeff Ingram.
Thank you very much.
So all right, let's talk about real estate for a second.
That would be an idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless you just want to talk about Elvis so we could do the whole thing. So if Elvis was alive, one of the questions he'd probably ask you is, are these house prices coming down?
Right.
Is the housing market going to come down? This is what he'd probably be
asking. What's your answer to Elvis?
My answer to Elvis, as well as anybody else, would be probably not. Till the supply increases and the demand lowers, prices aren't going anywhere. Now, the only thing that's going to happen is that homeownership is going to cost a little bit more money, because in our area, we're going to get, I know Washington County, I think Sullivan as well, in 2024, the property taxes are going to get reassessed based on current market value. And that's going to change people's property taxes on the way up. And so that's going to be an up thing. So that's not really a good thing. Us homeowners, we don't really want to pay property taxes, even though we know we need to. But we really don't look forward to, I can't wait to get my property tax bill in, you know?
Yeah, right. I've never heard anyone ever say that.
Anybody say that at all. So that's going to happen in 2024. And I think that I don't think prices are going to change much till the demand increases. I mean, till the supply increases.
How is that going to happen? Building more homes? I mean, or what?
Not as much that as right now it's being held back by mortgage rates.
Yeah,
to be
sure.
Honest with you. Because you've got a third of the people right now, a third of the people that are holding a mortgage in our area are below 5%. Actually, they're below, they're 3% or below. They're 3% or below.
3%.
That's a result of last year. That's as a result of last year. And 80% of the mortgages in our area out there are less than 5%.
Wow.
So right now, mortgage rates are sitting at about 6.7 to 7.4, depending on where you go and what kind of plan that, you know, what kind of program you get involved in. And that's substantially more than people are sitting on the fence with a great, I mean, my mortgage payment's like 3% or something like that. You know, I'd be crazy to either get refinanced.
Right.
I'd be crazy for that. Or to go out and sell my 3% mortgage and jump into a 7.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't make any sense, and that's why the prices are almost double. You know, they are double, actually, the rates.
I hear you saying that probably the only people right now that are putting their homes on the market are those that have to, either through a change of employment or perhaps they are downsizing and they have to move out or something like that. Otherwise, it sounds like everyone's staying put.
They are, and recently I read a couple surveys that were done by big companies out there that do the surveys for a living, but they said that 25% of the homeowners said they're going to sell in the next 3 years.
Really?
Yeah. So it's 25% of decide to sell in the next 3 years. That'll help ease the inventory, and that'll help cushion some of the prices, these high prices people are thinking that it's costing so much via either the mortgage rate and or the price of the home.
Well, that tells me that there's enormous pent-up demand that's not being met.
There is. People feel that there's no place to go. I mean, if they get involved in a new mortgage, it's going to cost them 7%. And they're sitting at 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they double their mortgage payment?
Right.
I mean, how many people do you know say, I want to double my mortgage payment? Nobody says that.
Like I said, there had to be some sort of extreme circumstances that would dictate them selling at this point.
Exactly. And that's the only people, and pretty much that's pretty much the only people that are doing it, or people that are downsizing. But the, mm-hmm. what's ironically is, speaking about the survey, is 25% of the people said that in the next 3 years they're going to sell, they plan on selling their house.
Mm-hmm.
Tells me they're younger people, because the answer was, what are they going to buy? And they said, a larger house.
Oh, okay.
So those are millennials that are mm-hmm. already planning their next move, and I think that's a great strategy. But people like
but
my
the,
age...
But the math doesn't work right now.
Right, but people like my age and your age, and Alex in the middle, but I mean, we're not going to get a bigger home. I mean, you and I are thinking about downsizing.
Mm-hmm. We did downsize.
Right, right. So, in fact, I had a client call me yesterday. He's got a beautiful home here in Johnson City that's probably, you know, worth $1 million, but mm-hmm. and he says, we're going to smart size.
How so?
Him and his wife said they're going to smart size.
Elaborate.
So they don't need that big $1 million home anymore in Johnson City. Their kids are grown. They're off to college. It's a husband and wife by themselves. Both of them have retired.
Mm-hmm.
One's an attorney. One's retired from Eastman. They're great people. And they said, you know, we just want a smart size.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I thought that was great. So we started looking at that avenue for them and see how we can get their home sold and get them into the perfect size house that will fit the two of them, so they can enjoy their retirement without having this gigantic house to worry about that's not mm-hmm. being used. I mean, that makes all the sense in the world.
It does indeed. Is that something, a trend among that particular demographic, money demographic, if you would? Is that a trend?
It is a trend that we're seeing people, elderly people retiring,
sure.
selling their houses mm-hmm. and paying cash for the other house, therefore circumventing the whole high mortgage
uh-huh.
rate, and, you know, that old deal. It makes sense. If you
sure.
pay cash for a house, you can sell your house, get out of that high payment, have enough equity to buy another house so you can get into it and have it free and clear. I mean, that's the way to go, don't you think?
Let me ask you this.
Okay, Alec.
Say I hit the lottery this Friday, get over $1 billion after taxes and everything, $500-600 million. If I wanted to create my own bank where my interest rates were 3%, could I do that, do you think?
You know, to
That's
get
a
bank
question,
I don't know the answer to that, but I mean, you can lend your money out. If it's your money, you can lend it out to, you don't have to be a bank to lend it out. You can do it privately. I mean, there's private mortgage investors out there, especially back in 2006 and 2007. There were tons of them out there. But there's private mortgage investors. You can go out there and you can invest in a mortgage. You can help people. You can do whatever you want to do with your money.
Well, my purpose is to make the banks go, oh, man, he's taking money out of our pocket.
Oh,
we need
care.
That.
They have so much money, Alec. You and I, if you won all the lotteries, we would be less than a crumb on their floor.
Really? Because I guess I'll just take the time and the money to sue the lottery to get that money that they take away once you, you know what I'm saying? If you win a million.
They don't take it away, do they?
Yeah. If you win $1.2 million, well, if you decide to take the whole thing.
That's
lump
just
sum,
advertising. Yeah. That's just
no, they just don't give it to you. They don't take it away. They yeah. just don't give it to
like,
you.
Like, yeah, well, if you want to take the whole thing at once, well, then we're going to cut it in half. No.
Right, because they buy annuities to cover those. See, it doesn't really cost them what they're
Yeah.
I mean, the lottery is a profitable business. They're buying an annuity to cover the payouts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when they have a payout, all they go is to buy. So you want it over 30 years or 20 years? No problem. We just buy a 20-year annuity.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, it doesn't cost them near what you think it would. I mean, lottery is a profitable business. I mean, it's super profitable business.
Do you think I could create my own lottery?
I think you could. It's called gambling illegally. In yes, yes.
Hey, come see me after the week.
But yeah, no, they do that, but it's illegal. So, but I mean, okay. So back to the mortgage rates. I mean, it's a big deal. We're at a 20-year high on our mortgage rates right now.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't stop people from having to make the move. If you have to make the move, then you got to make it. And you have to know the numbers of what's happening out there. But I think that going forward, we're going to see the rest of 2023 is going to be stagnant like this, like Stillwater, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the beginning part of 2024 is going to be that way till we see the mortgage rates get down to about where people feel comfortable about 5 to 5.5%.
And still, that's not as...
That's a steal.
That's a steal now, but compared to...
It's always been a steal, except for when it was 2.
Yeah.
Percent.
I mean, mm-hmm. that's the thing is once you date the hot girl who's a 10, it's hard to go back to those 6s and 7s that you've been dating, right?
I stay away from the 10s.
I can't help it.
You guys are both lying through your teeth.
I married a 10.
I stay away from
hope she's listening.
Tens are nothing but 10 times the trouble. But anyway, but yeah, home prices, I get asked that every single day. Are home prices going to come down? And no, Elvis, they're not going to probably come down. But what was going to happen is interest rates are going to come down, and that's going to be more impactful on the average homeowner when the interest rates come down than any price reduction could be on any house, in theory.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're talking about, you can cut your, if the mortgage rates come down, they could reduce your payment by a third.
You've indicated, too, as a possible strategy around the current 7% rate right now, if you have to go ahead and make a transaction, to go ahead, take the mortgage at this rate because you can always refi a little bit later.
You can, or you can. A lot of people, what I'm seeing now, is they're buying their rates down. You can buy it down. So you want to buy it down a point, you can. And it's cheaper that way than over the term of the entire loan.
Right.
Paying it. I mean, buying your interest rate down makes all the sense in the world. I would,
how do you do that?
You pay up front. You give them, like, so you pay like $5,000 or $10,000 and buy your interest rate down a point.
So you get 20% down and they go, oh, we got a 7% right now. You're like, well, I want to get it down to 5%. What do I need to put in?
Okay, so they'll tell you that number.
Okay.
And that you can buy it down. And I don't know what that number is, so I'm really not qualified to answer that.
Right.
But you can buy it down, and a lot of people are doing that. But there's a lot more that's going on out there, and the only way to find out is by calling me, Alec.
What's the number?
530-7077 is the office number, and my cell number is 423-946-7575.
946-7575. All right, that's the number. Bill Hall, the Real Estate Guy, joins us every Wednesday about this time, and we will talk to you again next week.
Put on your galoshes. It's going to rain for the next 3 days.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.